In the name of Jesus, amen. The paraments are read this morning in observance of St. Thomas, Apostle. It is the red of martyrs' blood. It is the red of the Holy Spirit's grace and power. And although the paraments look quite Christmassy in our sanctuary this morning, it may seem a bit strange in these latter days of Advent to be reading an Easter story, the narrative of disbelieving Thomas's encounter with the resurrected Jesus. But let us stand alongside Thomas in the text this morning, for he may prove to be a dear brother on our path toward Christmas. For though Thomas may not be the model believer in the Scriptures, his story reveals for us the compassion and power of the living Jesus to draw us near and keep us near to himself. How many sermons have you heard so far this Advent, summoning you to prepare your hearts? How many sermons warning you against losing your direction, losing your path on this pilgrimage toward Christmas? How many sermons labeling the trappings of the holiday as traps, proclaiming to us the reason for the season, and then reminding us of how easily we forget? And these are messages that certainly are true and that we need to hear. I heard on the radio this last week a child's letter to Santa Claus. It was short. It went like this. Dear Santa, I want an iPod. Make it blue. Make it quick. Nice. Christmas is only 4 days away. And in truth, how have you done this Advent? Has your personal piety and devotional life sprung forth fresh, like a growing shoot from dry ground? Have you led your children and encouraged your friends to fix their eyes on Bethlehem in anticipation? Have your dwelling places been full of the peace of Him who is peace's Prince? How goes your Advent pilgrimage? Have you been like the Blessed Virgin Mary, growing and growing and growing in your awareness of Christ's presence in your life, until now, with Christmas near, you are great with the Christ child and ready to give birth to Christmas joy and mirth and wonder? If you are not, if you are harried and distracted by the competing pleasures and priorities of this season, if you find yourself, even now, 4 days before Christmas, wandering and adrift, searching for some value, some purpose in your life, if you are numbed by the loss of a loved one, weighed down by conflict in your home, if you are discouraged by your own failures, if you now stand 4 days from Christmas and you look back and find that you have not prepared any royal highway for Jesus, you have not made your heart a throne fit for Him, your breast has not been cleansed from sin, the way not been made straight for God within, if yet another Advent pilgrimage has been made by a struggling sinner and not a strong saint, then the Jesus who stands before Thomas is the Jesus for you. Thomas did not raise Jesus from the dead by his faith. Jesus rose from the dead, came to Thomas, and transformed his disbelieving into believing. We do not celebrate Christmas in the church so that we can give birth to Jesus for yet another year, in the same way that the pagans reenacted their myths to give birth again and again to the gods and to the earth. We celebrate Christmas because Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, has been born for us. Our Lord has entered human flesh. He has become our brother, born of Mary, born under the law to redeem us. This Christmas, as you ponder the tiny hands of God flailing in the manger. Jesus' compassion for you is such that these same hands will stretch forth to you and put into your mouth his very body and his blood. And that little voice which greeted the world with trembling cries on that Bethlehem night, this same voice will come to you. Yes, even to you, Thomas, you misbelieving and ill-prepared saint. And it will speak to you of peace. In the proclamation of the gospel, we will hear the voice of the Christ child, the voice of the resurrected Jesus. Everything changed for Thomas when Jesus came. "My Lord and my God," he cried. O Savior, rend the heavens wide. Come down with mighty stride. Take all within me, weak and wrong. Transform it to St. Thomas' song. Amen.